plate a potential nugget.
The other theme you talk about, Lloyd, is, you know, define the position you best play in a team. Can you say more about that? One of the things I notice often is people zero in on a cause that moves them, but often wonder what's the play here? You know, should I be an investor? Should I be an operator? Should I be a guide? Or should I just contribute time? What's been your reflection around figuring out the role in the team?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's an important thing. So you don't just default to whatever role the nonprofit or the organization asks you to play, because they're not necessarily skilled at knowing where you fit in, and they're most likely to put you in a role that is their highest pain area. And so they might ask you to raise money and it may not fit your skills. Or they may ask you to be an outside spokesperson and you may be shy and introverted. And so it's up to you to tell them, these are my strengths. Now, when you craft a mission statement, your mission statement should include three things: what you do at your best, what you care the most about, and the difference you want to make in the world. And so the place to start when you're looking for your best role is to share your mission statement, even if it's rough, even if it's too many words, it really doesn't matter. But because it gives the organization that you're working on finding a good role, it gives them a sense of who you are, what you care about. And so now in terms of roles that we've seen people play, you know, let me just kind of run through some of them that are classics. The first one is a board role, but frankly, very few people's best contribution is in a board role. Another common one is as a giver, giving money, being what we call a donor. Mm. Now, you can make a big impact as a donor or as an investor, but you probably have to add your skills to the money. You probably want to ask tough questions. Don't just write checks, but be engaged. Ask them, what are you going to do with it? What are the results? How are you going to measure it? How are you going to report back to me? Don't make big, long commitments without, you know, saying, okay, every month I need to see results, or every 6 months I need to see results, or funding based on results, right? That's wise donor. But now let's think of a wide variety of other roles you could play. Let's suppose you're a lean manufacturing expert. If you are an expert at lean manufacturing or Six Sigma, believe it or not, almost every nonprofit, every compassionate ministry needs that help. They need systematic ways to continuously improve. And so I have two guys right now that are helping JARS, Jungle Aviation Research. It's the supply chain to foreign mission agencies that bring the Christian faith message to other countries. And they are using their supply chain expertise from big corporate experience that they had over long careers to help them get better at their work in supply chaining development and relief to the most remote areas of Nepal and in Africa, etc. So that's an expert role. You know, the another way to look at is as a silent partner. You know, very often executive directors, they have no safe person to talk with. Their board, they feel like they can't be open with their board. They can't be open with their staff because they would discourage their staff of the things they're wrestling with. So they suffer in silence. Imagine if you were a silent partner and you just were one of those safe people that was under a signed confidentiality agreement that they could talk their confusion out loud and you could help them. I mean, Deepak, you'd be great at this, right? Because of all your years as a consultant.
A trusted sounding board kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. A sounding board. Or maybe you're a project leader. Or maybe you take a staff role. You know, those are all different kinds of roles. And maybe you're an ambassador. You're a rainmaker, right? And you're out front telling the story. So you want to just look across the whole spectrum and ask yourself, what are the current functions that they need help with that fit my strengths?
If you're interested in knowing how different leaders have transitioned from success to significance and thought about their role in the social sector, do go to playtopotential.com and look up the playlist Social Impact. One of the conversations I found inspiring was with Ashish Dhawan, where he spoke about his journey from founding Chris Capital to his journey in philanthropy and social impact. He spoke at length about how he picked education as an area to invest behind and how he's put his weight behind Ashoka University and several other initiatives that he's pursuing through his organization, Central Square Foundation. When I asked him about how he thinks about the journey ahead, here's what he said.
Yeah, so I think one of the things I've been thinking about, Deepak, is how do I think in education, I'm still going to be very focused on it for the next, few years, till at least I'm 51 now, till at least 55. But do I have a sort of slightly wider portfolio of initiatives where I'm going beyond education? So that's, for me, is maybe the next move. I've already started seeding that in some ways. I set up a foundation to focus on air quality. I've got a couple of initiatives been seeded that are around talent development in the sector. I've got to set up a China-India Foundation that looks at learning from China, not looking at geopolitical issues, which are obviously very controversial. So I floated a few of these new things, really because I have multiple interests. And what I've learned from how I can drive impact in education, can I do it in a more leveraged way in a few other sectors, is something that's of interest to me.
It's fascinating to see how he's taking a portfolio approach, where he's placing a few bets and seeing how they play out, and then probably doubling down on a few along the way. If you're curious about this topic, I would strongly encourage you to read Working Identity by Herminia Ibarra, who was also on this podcast earlier. She speaks about how we can act our way into a new way of thinking rather than think our way into a new way of acting.